Om Shanti. 3rd July 2019, Wednesday. Slogan: those who have a vision of the self, Swadarshan, are always happy and have a right to all attainments. Those who have a vision of the self are always happy and have a right to all attainments. So, self-vision, that's probably the most difficult task in the world. We can see others, we can see the world, we can see the outside, but to see the within is a difficult task. There is macrocosm, and there is a microcosm. The inner cosmos and the outside cosmos, the inner world and the external world. To see the external world is quite easy, but to see the internal world, but to see the world of the self, to have the vision of the self, that is Swadarshan. This is really a difficult task. But if somebody does this, Baba says, they are the one who remain happy and they are the one who have a right to all attainments. So, Swadarshan. What does it mean when Baba say Swadarshan? It means to see oneself, to introspect, to retrospect, to analyze, to see, to create a vision for self, self-mastery, self-analysis, self-training, self-understanding, soul-searching, self-discovery, self-synthesis, whatever you call. So these are the things which are to be done in silence. These are things which needs a lot of attention, and it's a task of effort. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, to understand Gyan takes effort, to do yoga takes effort, both. If you want to imbibe knowledge, it's an task, it's a work of effort. To do yoga is also an effort. So to have vision of the self, Swadarshan, means to see oneself, to peep within oneself, to see the conscious mind and the subconscious mind, what's happening in the internal world, to see the inner dark chamber of the heart, what emotions, what feelings, what memories, what awareness is within those dark corners, those dark nooks and crevices, what breaks, what cracks are there, what disturbances, what fractures. What dust. Baba said in today's Saka Murli, lot of dust is accumulated over the soul. Lot of alloy has got mixed in the soul. So, this is probably the most arduous task. And yet, without doing it, the gate of happiness will never open. So, the sum and the substance of all spiritual principles is to see oneself, is to be able to see oneself as we actually are, rather than assuming what we are, what I really am I, what is my real nature, rather than what others think of me. Their opinion about me is not me. Their views about me is not me. I am what I am. I am someone different. I have to understand myself. At present, my opinion about myself is formed or based on the opinion of others. They have told me that you are good, you are virtuous, you are having a particular speciality and accepted it. Probably it is not there. When I am able to see myself as I am, that time the real journey begins, that time the real spirituality begins. Till that time, I am groping in the dark somewhere. My opinion is flourishing, is on the opinions of others. So, that's why Baba says in most of the Muralis, you should be engaged all the time in seeing oneself, in seeing yourself. So when I say seeing oneself, what does it mean? It means I see my own thoughts. What sort of thoughts are they? Are they useful? Are they waste? Are they vicious? What is the nature of those thoughts? To see one's thought is again not a easy task, because we are so much involved in thoughts that we forget, as Baba says, they are the creation. I am the creator. So, I separate myself from the thoughts. These are the thoughts, and I am not thoughts. Even though soul has got three facilities, three powers, and one of them is mind, and yet, for the sake of understanding, I have to distance myself from the mind. So I am this, and thoughts are this. One is that we distance ourselves from the body. This is not me, I am soul. But this is the first step. The further step is, I am not this mind also. Because the mind and thoughts are my creation. I am the progenitor, the father of my mind. Soul is the father of the mind. Spirit is the father of thoughts. So I create, I father thoughts. I am the mother of thoughts. I mother thoughts. Means I create, I beget thoughts. So I am definitely different. When I distance myself, when I separate myself, when this segregation happens, then I am able to see what they are, what is their quality. To see oneself. So the first principle of Sadarshan is thoughts, sankalp, vichar. Then my speech. This is again not so easy task. Unless and until somebody does the recording throughout the day, and then make you hear it. Because we keep on speaking whole day. In today's Murli Baba said, there is a lot of upheaval, hangama, disturbance in science, but in Gyan there is silence. And when you go in silence, Gyan stops dribbling. Here, you empty the father. And when you will imbibe the knowledge fully, the father would become empty and he will go away and sit in silence. And in silence, there is no dribbling of knowledge, no trickling of knowledge. Now, there is a trickling, there is a dribbling of knowledge. But a time will come when you will become full. And then the empty vessel makes more noise, will go away. Right now you are empty, that's why there is so much noise. But when you will become full, the voice will disappear, the noise will disappear, the sound will disappear, and silence will come. So look at the speech. What sort of speech it is? Is it hurtful? Is it damaging somebody's character? Character assassination? Is it full of waste, vicious, negative? What? And third thing is actions. I need to see my own actions. How are they? Are they as per Srimat or Manmat or Parmat? What are they? Whose dictates I am following? The dictates of the Father or the dictates of my own mind or the dictates of others? So how are my actions? Are they selfless? How are my actions? How are they giving me sense of contentment? Or I act and I repent. The whole life is getting spent only in this action and repentance. When I know that this should not be done and yet I am doing because I feel powerless to do what I should do. Definitely, Gyan needs to be increased. We need to increase our Gyan in order to make actions knowledgeful. The more the knowledge you have, the better the post you will get in Satyug first. The more the knowledge you have, you will become Karmatit. In today's Murli Baba said, you should have more knowledge. The better stage for better post and for becoming Karmatit. So imbibing knowledge more and more, so that the actions become knowledgeful. So when I say Swadarshan, I mean Sankalp, I mean Bol, I mean Karm, and I mean relationships. How are my relationships? Are they sweet, harmonious, or are they bitter? What is the nature of my relationships? If my relationships are presented in the court of God, will He accept them or will He reject them? Many times in today's Murli Baba said, purity means not a trace of impurity should stay. Not an iota of impurity. Rinchak matra. Not a dot of impurity. So how are my relationships? Are they pure? Just as the Father is pure, you aim to become pure. Just as the Father is ever pure, you become ever pure. So how are the relationships? If I am brother, what is my relationship with sister? If husband, then what's the relationship with wife? If wife, what is the relationship with husband? If a child, what is the relationship with parents and friends? Whatever. Because when we come in Gyan, our relationships undergo transformation. They no more remain laukik, but they become alaukik. In spite of coming in the laukik family, if the relationships are still carrying the streak of laukik Probably we need to modify ourselves. We need to correct our ways, mend our ways. So, relationships. Then, my behavior. When I say behavior, it means manners. It means good manners. It means etiquettes. Good manners, good etiquettes, behavior. How gentle, how polite, how well-mannered a person is. So when I say seeing oneself means seeing one's chalan, behavior. In Islam, they call it akhlaq. And there's a lot of importance given to akhlaq. Akhlaq means manners as per the Islamic literature. Manners as prescribed in Quran. So what are the akhlaq? They say, at least akhlaqi taur. At least for the sake of good manner you should have spoken well. So these are the five things. In swadarshan. Then intellect. How long it is? 2 inch, 3 inch, 4 inch, 5 inch, 6 inch, 7 inch. Check your intellect and the 7 functions of the intellect. Judging, imbibing, discerning, decision making, understanding, rationalizing, memorizing. 7 features or functions of intellect. So how is my intellect? How pure, how refined, how satopradhan my intellect is. And then sanskars. How are my sanskars? How purified, how modified, how reformed. Yesterday, the day before yesterday, Baba said, talked about reformation of character. Everything depends on the character, and the father has come for reformation of the character. The word used is reformed in English, Murli, not the transform. There is a reformation and there is a transformation. Transformation is change. Reformation is reformation, the reformed movement. In Christianity, there are reformists. Protestants are known as the reformed movement. In the Protestants, there are Catholics and Protestants. When Martin Luther came, reformation started. Reformation is change for the good. Modifying it for the good. Modification can be for the bad. Like reformation of prisoners. Those who are incarcerated for some heinous crime, they are engaged in some creative activities and there is a reformation of prison inmates. So that word is reformation. That's why Baba used the word, not Baba, those who translated, reformation of character. So what are my sanskars? So 5 plus 2. Then 2 more. What I am doing with my body and wealth. Then. Check yourself. For what I am utilizing this body? How disciplined my body is? Can I sustain the hardships? Today everything is there, but the day will come, nothing would be there. And Baba has warned us about this. Today you have got all the comforts and all the conveniences, but a day will come, all the comforts, all the conveniences would be snatched away. How will you survive during that time? See your own body. How strong it is. How stable it is. How healthy it is. Or we are subjected to health issues. We see in our OPDs, so many people come with so many health problems, but bodily they are healthy. Their mind is diseased. And the diseased mind is getting reflected in the diseased body. There is no wrong in the body. And yet, they are having all the bodily issues. But that bodily problem is psychosomatic. It is the psycho which is affected. It is the psyche which is affected, which is having its bearing on the body. And that's why the body is suffering from so many illnesses. But if you do all the tests, nothing comes. Everything is normal. And yet the person is not well. Still hunting for the diagnosis, which is nowhere to be found. Because the disease is not in the body, but in the mind. See your body. Then what do I do with my wealth? What are the ways I earn my wealth? One thing. Do I exploit somebody? Is it black money? What feelings I earn this money for? With what feelings I earn this money? Then what I do this money for? Am I greedy and amassing wealth just for my own self? Or am I using it for yajna? Or I am using it for my own welfare? If you tell people to purchase good books, they say, no, we don't have money and all that. To purchase something for gyan, we don't have that. But they have all the money to spend in parties and wasteful things. If you tell them to create a library in house, they say, no, we can't do that. If you tell them, why don't you create a Baba's room in your house? They say, oh, it's a very costly affair. They have n number of lame excuses. But they have a lot of money to spend in the marriage of their daughters. But they have no money to spend for Baba. If you tell them to contribute for some pictures, for exhibition, they don't have money. But they have all the money in the world for everything in the world. Money. Then feelings is plus 2, then plus 4. Feelings. How are my feelings? Awareness, smriti or memories. How are my memories? Imagination and dreams. So these 4. What are my dreams? What are my imaginations? What I keep on daydreaming throughout the day? What are my fantasies, fancies? My memories, hurtful, traumatic? What are my feelings, my emotions? So these 4. Then 4 more. Drishti, what I see. Vritti, attitude. Drishtikon, my perspective and my habits. Already we covered sanskar, but sanskar is very deep, habits are superficial, but both are in the subconscious mind, means both are deep. So what are my habits? Are they healthy or dangerous habits? What are my perspective, viewpoints about things, positive, negative outlook? What is my attitude? Drishti, vritti. And what is my drishti? How pure this drishti is. Day before yesterday, Baba said, good children in good centers have criminal eyes. Everything depends on the character. And you all are criminals in the jail of Ravan. And Baba has come you to Fred to free you from the two jails, from the jail of Ravan and the jail of Womb. So these 4. Then 4 more. What I listen throughout the day. Parchintan, gossips. Am I enjoy gossip? Tasty gossips. Very tasty, very spicy gossips. Hot and spicy. Juicy. What I eat, what I listen, then what I eat, my whole attention, my whole time, is it going only in eating and thinking about food all the time? Get up in the morning and think, what is the breakfast? After breakfast, what is in the lunch? After lunch, what is in at dinner? And in between, what are the extra toolies which I am going to get? So whole mind is busy in thinking about food, thinking about taste, thinking about varieties, thinking about tolis, and thinking about Brahma Bhojan. All the time thinking and thinking and thinking, thinking about new dishes. We ate there that dish, how to prepare that, let me search. Kitchen people are busy in searching on internet new dishes, recipes or books. Whole time busy in that.
Pakoras
and many other things. So what I eat, then what I read, what I read and what I touch. How pure is my touch? Is it the motherly touch? It is the touch of the God. How pure is the touch, or the touch is vicious? How is the touch? So Swadarshan means 5 + 2 + 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then 4 and 4 and 4, they are 21. So to see oneself, to analyze oneself, to introspect, to retrospect, to go within, to go deep within, to master self, to train self, to discipline the self is the goal. And those who do this, so those who have a vision of the self, means Swadarshan, are always happy, prasanna chit, and have a right to all attainments, prapti, adhikari. So this is about today's